And as Melissa said, she would normally be out at the Clinton Prairie FFA breakfast, but Bill Gant could just not wait to get out there. And
he was hungry.
Yeah,
he was hungry yesterday.
Yesterday, weren't you, Bill?
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, man. How you doing?
Can you hear me fine on the other end?
Yes,
yeah, we can hear you
clear
just fine.
As a bell.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I had to skip the workout this morning at the YMCA, and I got here early. I'm glad I did. I've been waiting in line for 2 hours, still thousands of people here. But they still want you to come out and cruise. They got plenty of food. But, I mean, the crowds are unbelievable. Like a Rolling Stones concert, if you would. That's what it's like. But we've got chocolate milk, regular milk, orange juice, donuts that look fabulous, fruit, sausage, eggs, pancakes, the whole deal.
Yeah.
And it's a free will donation. Mm-hmm. Russ Casper, I know, he is his alma mater. He gave me a 20 to put in yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Which I put most of that in. And then...
most of it.
Well, hey, you got to have gas to get out to Prairie.
You got to get gas. Yeah, gas is almost $4 a gallon.
I'm a simple DJ. I got to raise a family on that kind of salary.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I understand.
Then I put in 10 for myself and 5 for Kevin and 5 for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
There you go. Very good.
Do you
think we've got a minute to talk to some of these FFA people?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. Put them on.
Okay, I'm going to make my way through the crowd. Pardon me, ma'am. Excuse me. Pardon me. No. That's Todd Berryman. I'm Bill Gant. Okay, I think I got somebody
too
here.
Too funny.
Okay.
Too funny.
I think I got Owen here. Remember Owen? Here's Owen.
Oh,
hey,
Owen. We love Owen, yeah.
Hi, how are you guys?
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah. So, how's it going out there? We know how Bill is. Are you keeping him under control?
I'm trying to. Yeah, it's going great. We've had a lot of teachers and community members stop through here this morning. Food's still going, still cooking. We have FFA members here right now still cooking the food. So, yeah, come out and support us. We close at 9, actually, so here in a few minutes. But we'll most happily serve you.
So, Owen, what's the possibility of having Bill bring back some leftovers?
Oh, we can definitely send them home with some leftovers.
Yeah, Melissa usually brings leftovers.
Yeah,
for
I try
us,
to. You guys,
in,
always fix me up. So you always fix me up so I can drop stuff off at the station. So that's cool.
Yeah.
But, what else have you guys got going on the rest of the week? I know we're midweek of FFA week. So what else is coming up?
So today we're going to go down and read to the elementary. We're reading the Farm Bureau's this year's book to the elementary. That's for the whole entire elementary. Tomorrow, we don't have anything planned. Friday, we're going to be packing our first responder baskets and then going bowling that evening with the FFA members. And then Saturday, we're going to deliver those baskets to all the first responders in Clinton County.
Tell our listeners, I know what those baskets are because I've actually helped pack those, but tell our listeners a little bit more about what that entails.
So the first responder baskets actually just include like snacks, hand sanitizer, just a bunch of snacks for them to grab on the go since they're always on the call and always so busy. So those baskets just are full of snacks, goodies, anything that we can gather up and put in those baskets, and then also with a thank you note for those first responders that serve us every day.
And I'm sure they appreciate that.
Oh, they most certainly do. Every time we go to deliver them to the fire stations, police departments, or EMS, they greatly appreciate those.
Well, and I know that's part of your community service that you guys do out there at the not only just the chapter, but also the school's big on a lot of community service. So, and don't you guys have some help gathering up those supplies?
Yeah, so this year we're actually including the elementary on that. So the elementary is actually going to gather those supplies this year for us. Last year we went out and bought them ourselves as FFA members and put those together, but this year we're including the elementary a lot more than what we did last year. So this year it's the whole school participating in FFA week than just the high school.
That's cool. That is cool. Well, Owen,
we're going to let Owen get back to you in a minute because I think we want to ask a few questions to the other people. There's it's like this huge kitchen out here, okay?
Yep.
And all these women working very hard, okay? And he's over here taking a break for 5 minutes. I see the dirty look.
You mean
very
none
angry.
Of the guys are flipping pancakes this year?
No. Owen's just like a boss back here. And I think they're a bit upset with him, and rightly so. You know what I mean? So let's
he's cracking the whip, huh?
What's your name?
Larissa Butler.
Larissa, how long have you been in FFA?
I've been at FFA for 6 years.
And have you ever really been this upset at Owen?
Yes, I have.
What do you love most about FFA? Why are you part of the FFA?
What I like most about it is going out and meeting other people.
Okay. And what has been your specific job this morning?
Making eggs.
Making eggs. And by the look of them, they look fabulous. I can't wait to eat some. I got to talk to at least, can I attend one, talk to one more person?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay. Who, ma'am, can I talk to you? Sure. What's your name?
I'm Lauren.
Lauren, nice to meet you. How long have you been in FFA?
This is my second year, actually.
Year number two. And why did you choose FFA? Why are you part
Lauren's
of it?
Well, I'm involved in agriculture, and I show boar goats, and I love to do livestock judging, so I wanted to get a chance to be better with my public speaking skills.
Well, boy, you got a great chance here.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, Lauren.
A quick question. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey,
go ahead.
Lauren. You didn't realize that this means now that you are actually on the radio, that now you're going to have to talk to me at fair, too, right?
Yes, I do. I've actually been interviewed at the fair before.
I know. That's the reason why I'm bringing it up. Now, Lauren may be new to FFA, but Lauren is not new to communication skills. So, but, hey, Lauren, you said you show boar goats and everything.
Yeah, I show boar goats.
Is that part of your SAE then?
Yes, that actually is.
Why don't you tell our listeners what an SAE is?
Well, it's a supervised agriculture experience, and you're going to record your information about what you do that week, and if there's any problems with your herd, and if there's anything that you need to take care of. And I learned a lot last year, actually, and I learned to manage my herd better.
Congratulations, and I know that you are extremely active out there. Keep Alex under control.
He seems, I try to.
Yeah, I say Alex seems to be the one that's the troublemaker more so than Owen. Owen likes to run things, but Alex is actually the troublemaker, so.
Hey, Melissa, can we talk to one more person really fast?
Go for it.
Okay. Okay, tell us your name.
I'm Mrs. Smith.
What did you do here, Mrs. Smith?
I am the agriculture teacher and the FFA advisor.
Okay, and so you were in FFA when you were in high school as well?
I was in FFA. I was in FFA for 4 years, and I was actually a district president in my area.
Okay. And so far this morning, I mean, how has it been working with Owen? Been difficult?
not as difficult as sometimes.
Okay. Now, it looks like with a huge crowd today, we're going to raise lots of money. What does this money go to? What does it do?
So this money will help fund our kids for some trips, some contests. It'll also help our students when we're going out and buying supplies for our kids and their projects and things like that.
Will any of it be used for any sort of illicit parties on the weekends?
It will not be used for illicit parties.
Sorry, kids. Okay, just a regular thing.
Mrs. Smith, is there anything the community can do for the chapter? I know the chapter gives back to the community quite a bit, going out and helping and doing community service, but is there anything that the community, I know as far as donations, you guys get a lot of donations monetarily, but are there other things that the community can do for the chapter?
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities for businesses to get involved with our chapter. One of the ways is for students to do SAEs, which is our Supervised Agriculture Experiences. So if you're an agriculture business and you're looking for some workers, some of our students that don't have farms at home, that would be a great opportunity for them to do an SAE and actually get high school credits. Like you already mentioned, we do take monetary donations. That always helps our kids with their contests and with our travel. We do have a big event coming up this summer called the Red and Black Classic. It is a sheep and pig show, and we're currently still accepting sponsors for that as well. So if any businesses are interested in that, you can contact the school, and they can get you in touch with me.
Sounds fantastic. Anything else you'd like to tell the community about the chapter itself?
We're a growing chapter here at Clinton Prairie, and if you know anybody that you think would be a great fit for our chapter, students, agriculture businesses, please reach out, and we appreciate all the community support and everything that you guys have done for our chapter.
Not a problem. We appreciate you, because I know being a ag teacher is a lot of long hours. A lot of people don't realize it's more than just classroom.
You are not wrong.
thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, well, I guess I will send it back to you, but really quick, just before we go, two seconds. Mm-hmm. There has been a person, I told you the crowd out here is ridiculous. There's been a person out selling, they look like they're homemade t-shirts for the FFA.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Different phrases on the back. I don't know if I can get in here for just a second. I don't know. So, this is the t-shirt vendor. This is the guy selling these marked up t-shirts at home. Sir, can you tell us what you're doing here?
I have a little breakfast with the CPFA this morning. That's Jamie Blacker.
Oh, I recognize that voice.
Yep. Yeah, they.
It's really good breakfast, Kevin. You're missing out.
I know. That's
Well, Owen said he'd fix us up.
Yeah. Owen's supposed to send us something back.
Owen's going to make sure that I get fed this time.
Jamie's sitting with somebody here. I'm not sure who it is. It must be his business partner.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi. How are you?
Good. I had to support the FFA too.
Well, of course. Of course. I mean, don't we all?
Absolutely. So hey, I know you guys got to go. You got people to talk to, but it's all going smooth out here at Clinton Prairie. Glad to be here. Thanks again.
Thank you so much, Bill, for heading out there this morning.
No problem. Glad anytime you need to send me out to eat food, I'll be around.
Okay, you're the man, huh?
Just doing my duty. Just doing my duty, really.
We appreciate that.